Sans Pants Radio, Australia's only five-thumbed podcast network. Welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jax.
And I'm Joel.
Now, what do we think is going to happen in Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat!
You're ready,
test your minds.
Fatality.
Liu Kang. Johnny Cage, not in this. Anyway.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I'm going to walk.
Johnny Cage is a lock for the sequel, getting in
out
of the gate.
Oh, Johnny Cage is big. I got something about that later.
Oh, but okay.
Basically, there's a new Mortal Kombat movie coming out.
Everyone's hyped. Everyone is going to see movie of the year. Yeah. Goddamn movie of the year.
So, hey, a little sneaky insider information. Up until the classification of this film came out, which in Australia is an R rating, and if you're in the US, you're an R rating, but that's Deadpool. In Australia, that is...
it's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And the UK, an R rating is Deadpool.
Exactly.
In Australia,
it's Mortal Kombat, and before that, 9.5 weeks.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
was it.
Those are our R rating films.
No, so in Australia, the R rating is equal of an NC-17. So yes. This is violent. In America, when you release an NC-17 film, people are like, oh yeah, no one saw that.
Mm. Yeah. They dropped an F-bomb in the trailer. I mean, come on.
Jax gets his arms ripped off.
Yeah, exactly.
Unlucky.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I was going to say was everyone's hyped for this to the point where the cinema I work for was like, yeah, this could be one of the biggest movies of the year until it got the R rating classification.
That's so funny.
Because, yeah, people are Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah, everybody, the overwhelming sentiment seems to be like, maybe this will be good.
Yeah.
we've had a lot of that this year. I think Kong vs. Godzilla was the same thing. People were like, maybe, actually, this might rule.
Look, we all saw Skull Island and we're all pretty surprised by it. Yeah, we did see the monster one, the king.
Whatever.
But this one's got the big ape in it. Big ape means good movie, so maybe good.
And I think the moment you see whomever get his arms ripped off, you're like, oh.
Yeah, I think, there's a couple of cool Sub-Zero moments in the trailer, and I think that the moment that people saw that, and the fact that they were like, red band trailer first, and it's actually going to be violent. Mm-hmm. Then, Sub-Zero is stabbing Scorpion with his own frozen blood, he's freezing the rain.
Mm.
Fire Dragon.
Jax's arms ripped off.
Yeah.
Cole Young, the protagonist of the film, has a birthmark in the shape of the Mortal Kombat symbol, and there is an exchange in the trailer that goes something like this. It's a birthmark. And then
what does that mean?
He was born with it.
Comedy gold.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
What kind of a moron?
It's also very good because
birthmark the shape of a country. What does that mean?
Birthmark.
A weird coincidence.
I wish that exchange had been like, it's a birthmark. What does that mean? What do you mean, what does that mean? Yeah. What, are you an idiot? It's a birthmark.
I don't think that. It's just a classic trailer exchange there, because it sounds like it's edited to the point where I don't think that it'll be like, it's a birthmark. It'll be like, what does it mean? And they'll be like, oh, it's the tournament symbol.
Wait a minute. One of us in this room has a birthmark. Jackson.
I got a birthmark on my penis.
What does that mean?
What does it mean? It means I was born with it. It means I'm going to enter the Mortal Kombat. It wraps around my whole car.
A doctor puts a microscope on your birthmark and like, oh my God, it's actually the Mortal Kombat symbol. You're like, oh no.
Oh my God, I am not ready for that. Because that is a big part of the trailer, is that whatever his name is,
Cole Young,
he's got a birthmark, which means that he is to enter the Mortal Kombat.
So does that mean in Mortal Kombat, the universe of Mortal Kombat, that to enter the Mortal Kombat, you need to be chosen at birth?
I guess so.
Or can I? All right.
Never mind.
Okay.
So, because in the trailer.
Are they chosen? Oh, wait, hang on. How many people have that birthmark? Is it just Cole
Young?
Well,
there's only two in the trailer.
Maybe they're the new Mortal Kombat?
Or are they
the other person is Sonya.
Okay.
Are they maybe chosen by... my Mortal Kombat
mine's
lore
like a six
is a
out
bit,
of 10.
Bit rough.
I'm at about a 2.
Yeah, I think I played the first maybe 2 or 3, and then I played that one where Kung Lao goes to hell for a bit.
Yeah.
That was a fun game.
I was always a Tekken guy.
And then I remember watching...
Yoshimitsu.
Kuma.
Of course.
And then I remember watching some of the endings for Mortal Kombat 11 or whatever, and Liu Kang's a zombie, and I'm things have changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Raiden, he is like the god looking after Earthrealm, yeah.
God of Thunder. Mm-hmm. And so, or Lightning. Thor in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
So could he be like, well, I need some champions or else Earthrealm's going to get dunked?
That's
so
pretty much it, yeah.
He's like, so I'm going to mark some babies.
Yeah. For future combat.
Future combat.
So half of that
They're like, you know, like pocket aces in like, they're there.
Yeah.
Just in case something goes wrong. Oh, so you got Kano. No, something I would have chosen, but I thought you'd give it a bill.
It's cool to pick a baby for their combat prowess. Yeah. To be like, this is going to be a tough baby.
So half of the statement is true, at least as far as I'm aware. Mm. And it's the first half, which is Raiden's like, oh shit, I need some champions.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think he's like going out there putting birthmarks on people.
The Mortal Kombat, is it a magic thing, or is it a thing everyone decided to do? Do you know what I mean? Is the Mortal Kombat like a thing that's inevitable, like a cosmic?
Like we have to have a Mortal Kombat. Yeah. If there's no Mortal Kombat, it's dire. So we have to have a Mortal Kombat, and then in that Mortal Kombat, a champion will rise. We have Earthrealm and Other Realm,
Outer Realm. Or is it the kind of thing where it's like, somebody's like, let's have a Mortal Kombat. how does
it work?
You know,
hey, did you know that there are some other lads, and they're in a different realm? What if we got in a punch on?
Does anyone want to have a Mortal Kombat today?
Let's see. I'm pretty sure, and this definitely falls into the 4 out of 10 of my Mortal Kombat knowledge.
Yeah, okay. You were six before.
No. So I'm 6 out of 10 knowledge. This unfortunately falls into the missing
4. Oh, I see. Okay, of course.
But I believe, or at least I think, this has kind of triggered some memories, similar to a Hunger Games situation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's been happening for centuries.
Yeah.
But it's...
It's tradition. It's like Christmas. Yeah. It's realm Christmas.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then that he would... Because I was like, if it's not that, then picking someone, like...
Or is it a kind of thing where it's like, hey, if Earthrealm doesn't enter and they lose or whatever, we're going to call you the biggest piss baby Raiden of all the other protector gods, and under your watch, you got nothing. You're a big loser. And he's like, I don't want to be a loser.
I've got to make babies.
Outworlds takes over. Like, the winner of Mortal Kombat gets Earth.
Okay. So it's over Earth.
Mm. Wow.
Goodness. So, yeah. that's a worry.
That's a bit of a gamble. Stakes are quite high. I'm sweating now.
Yeah, so if an Earthrealm warrior doesn't win, then Earth is fucked.
Why did they
let Johnny Cage in?
I guess it's like whatever. An extra guy, he dies. We've still got the guys that
he's not Earth's only champion. Yeah. That would be dire. Yeah.
We've got the stunt guy, and we've also got a guy who summons dragons. Let's see what happens.
There's a guy with a cool hat.
Yeah, we'll see what occurs.
Quick side note, so Kung Lao in this, sick, but also has a scene very briefly in the trailer, which is he uses his hat like a shield, so he's going to be like Captain America, but
that's
Mortal
true.
Kombat version.
That's going to be cool.
If Captain America wore his shield on his head.
Which is sick.
That's cool. God damn. Falcon and Winter Soldier is a much worse show. Put it on your head. What are you doing?
Come on, John Walker. I'll never admit that you're a real Captain America unless you fucking head. Put your fucking head.
America. And then he like takes it on, puts it on his head and the crowd cheers. Much better.
Yeah.
So.
Sun's fun.
Slip, slop, slap.
Kunk.
Slip, slop, kunk.
I feel that slop is a part of that sun smart thing that we need to. Well, you got to slop it on.
Yeah, you got to slop on. So it's slip on a shirt, slop on some sunscreen, and slap on a hat.
Yeah.
Slap on a hat. That's every single step of that is so funny.
But the thing is, you can change it for anything.
Slop on a shirt.
Slop on a shirt. Slip on some sunscreen.
Slap on a hat. Slap on a shirt.
Slap on a shirt. Slop on a hat.
That's funny.
To anyone who isn't aware, Australia has an anti-skin cancer campaign that has run rampant forever because there was a hole in the ozone layer directly above us. Yeah. We were dying. Yeah. It's just slip, slop, slap.
Yeah, a lot of Australians get muscle melt every year. Yeah. It's a problem.
It's a worry.
No, it's fine.
But as long as you slip, slop, slap.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if
if
you don't wear your bum on your nose, slip, slop, slap.
Right.
Yeah, so
what do we think is actually going to happen? In we've got the background now.
Okay, yeah. Well, before that, I just want one more quick question about Earthrealm and Outer Realm or Other Realm. Did we find out which one it was?
Outworld, but it's definitely called something else. Okay, it's definitely a realm as well. But
so is it Outworld and Earth? Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, Outworld like we really want to take over Earth, and once every years. Every 100 years or every 1,000 years, there is a contest, and whoever gets it gets Earth, which seems a little bit of a bum deal for Earth.
Yeah.
Why don't we get Outer Worlds?
Well, I think it might be sort of like, look, again, this is a lot of just swing in the dark. If people have come here hoping for based speculation, they should have read the title of the fucking show properly.
Some deep MK lore. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
read the fucking instruction booklet for Mortal Kombat 64.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat 4 on Nintendo 64. Maybe that'll tell you. Yeah. Maybe that's what you should have done rather than wasting your time with this perfect podcast. Anyway, so I think that it's kind of like an earth, like a hell rising up sort of thing. You know, like when fucking Satan or some shit comes to Earth. Like if we beat Satan, we don't get hell. He just goes back to hell.
Explain this to me in Judo-Christian terms so I understand. Yeah. So Other World is hell. Goro is a prince of darkness or is he Satan?
No, he's prince of darkness.
He's prince of darkness. Okay. Yeah. Raiden's the biblical god.
Yeah, he's probably Jesus, I guess.
Okay, I thought Kung Lao might be Jesus.
Ah, no, that makes more sense,
yeah. Okay, cool.
But also sometimes Liu Kang, depends.
Oh, that's true, Liu Kang could be Jesus. And I guess Cole and Sonya are maybe the Holy Spirit?
Maybe. So, here's a little bit of something, and I got a big speculation here that I'm going to throw out here because maybe this will... It's going to derail the whole episode, but who cares? Where are we right now? So, Johnny Cage isn't in this film.
We've crashed.
Yeah, I'm still mad that Earth has to keep batting 100.
They've already called the police and the news to figure out what's going on.
Johnny Cage isn't in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Johnny Cage and Sonya Blade are husband and wife in future Mortal Kombat games. Yeah.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
They have a daughter.
What? Okay.
Who also fights in Mortal Kombat.
Of course.
I think that they've gender swapped it and Cole will end up being their kid. But there's time travel in later Mortal Kombat games.
Of course there is that rule.
And I think what actually happens in the Mortal Kombat games, which is crazy, is Raiden's about to lose the Mortal Kombat tournament and then he sends himself back in time to the start of the Mortal Kombat tournaments to change the events. That's what happens in the later games. It's a reboot. But then you end up... So some of the games have old Johnny Cage and a young Johnny Cage.
I should really...
Wait, so you can make old Johnny Cage fight young Johnny Cage?
Yeah, you can. And even it's good because like you clearly had something in your throat there, but you didn't clear it, so it sounded like you were just passing away from excitement.
My voice is disappearing rapidly for reasons I cannot comprehend.
Mortal Kombat excitement.
Yeah, I'm too jazzed for Mortal Kombat.
I just love the idea of a young Johnny Cage and an old Johnny Cage both doing the splits ball breaker and then punching each other in the fist.
Yeah. Like, my knuckles. Do we think that this movie is going to be largely just like Mortal Kombat, fights between two combatants, and that's it? That's not a complaint. If that is the case, exciting.
I think it's going to be a combination of both because I think you're going to get stuff pre the Mortal Kombat,
where
it's just going to be like lads fighting lots of lads, and then we are going to get like just lineups.
Which is
going to be good. But also, I don't know if we're going to do like this time travel stuff for the first Mortal Kombat that's so much to swallow.
No. So I think what's going to happen is you won't get any hint of. I think that they might kind of tease it that Sonya and Cole are related, but I think in a post-credit scene, because the original Johnny Cage from the 1995 film originally signed on to what was going to be the third Mortal Kombat film, and is also, there was rumors that he was popping up in this. So I reckon he may actually pop up in this as Johnny Cage, and people are like, what the fuck?
That would be so amazing.
It's been so long since those
films. Yeah, they
could
just fucking bring it up.
No one's going to know. Fucking chuck in Christopher Lambert. Why not? That'll be a good gift for me.
The sort of vibe I get from this movie is that I won't care about the larger plot. plot. And I don't think most people will.
No.
I think you're kind of just watching it to see cool shit happen.
It's fucking, it's the John Wick and the nobody kind of thing. And even the Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah.
Movies now have started to be like, oh, we know how to shoot action scenes well. And because Mortal Kombat's like, yeah, we're rated R in Australia, T-17 in America.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know, who cares?
Deadpool in the UK.
Yeah. means that they're like, oh, cool. Like, they can do like cool choreographed fights, but also in this situation, people are going to have their arms and legs ripped off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've seen that in movies before.
Yeah. Is it just me, or does the like CGI look a bit hokey in places in this as well?
It was made in Australia.
I think that's part of the charm a little bit.
Goro does look, he's not look real and not good.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I think it like gives it a certain je ne sais quoi, you know? Something about it is nice.
Yeah, I like that they're very much, I think they're deviating quite, I guess they are deviating quite a lot.
Because Cole's not a character in video games.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Kano rips off Jax's arms in the lore.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of changing that to Sub-Zero now.
Yeah.
Well, here's
so
the thing,
maybe
I was
they're
thinking,
making Kano like a heroist type person.
Yeah. Do we think anyone will die? Because I kind of think no.
I think yes.
Oh, heaps.
I think that because, especially if they do this post-credits scene that I'm talking about, anyone can be back.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Also, just further pointing into the gender swap Cole situation, which people will hate because Cassie is a very...
Cage?
Cassie Cage is the daughter's name.
Okay.
Cassie Cole.
Yeah.
I mean, they both start with C.
I mean, they should both start with K. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If Johnny, it was a Cole and a Cassie, but with a hard K, then I'm all right.
We should have introduced this episode as Caseless Calculator. Really, shouldn't we?
Where are you going, buddy? Where's your voice?
I don't know. It's disappeared. I'm too excited about Mortal Kombat.
You want a hot tea?
Yeah, I'd love one. It's just rapidly going. Yeah. It's crazy. Am I dying?
Jackson's becoming a ghost.
I'm immaterializing before your very eyes. Voice first.
Wish it was head first.
Headless. That will be good. Yeah. So you think that lots of people... I have the feeling, and yeah, maybe this is outside odds, but I have the feeling that nobody is going to really die, but there's going to be just like massive amounts of decapitation and gore kind of to make up for it. So people are going to die, but someone might tear someone's heart out. You know
that
what
happens
I mean?
In the trailer.
Yeah. Well,
because then...
Because again, there's a few characters... There's a lot of characters that they can kind of pull from, and there's like... I think there's a scene where, like, you can kind of see Baraka, or at least whoever Baraka's kind of. There's What's-Her-Face with the mask, and she eats people. Is it Melina? Yeah. So there's her, which I'm assuming you're going to get, like, that kind of, like...
It looked like they were teasing Noob Saibot, which is the funniest
Pardon?
Name in the world. Yeah.
Nude Saibot?
Noob.
Who was Noob Saibot again?
So he was a glitch character in the first, like, one or two games. He's like a smoky black ninja.
Yeah.
Okay. But then...
Toasty or whatever.
Yeah, and then later on they just introduced him as part of that clan.
Okay.
Because it was originally just like a palette swap glitch thing.
Yeah. I know you got like Reptile, he's kind of just basically a palette swap Sub-Zero.
Yeah, but they all have cool stuff.
Yeah.
Weren't they robots for a bit?
There was two robots that were also the ninjas.
Yeah.
Why are there monsters?
Hell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just curious.
I think that we're going to, because
I didn't realize just how insane Mortal Kombat is.
Oh, yeah. It's the most fucked
kind of
thing
remembering
in the world.
But it's cool because it's the kind of thing that you would never think to put it on the screen. You know, if somebody said, what if we made this a movie? People would be like, you know, the game
Test
is just
your might.
It's just two guys fighting. Right?
Yeah. Like, and it's like, you know, we've got like a guy with four arms and we killed him off in the first game. But don't worry. His bigger, stronger, older brother, who kind of looks like a bit like a tiger, is back.
So we'll have
him there instead. Also, there's a guy in a skull mask. That's neat.
Yeah.
So I think that there is a lot of characters that could just burn through in this.
No, heaps.
I think that... Like, the only popular-ish character, or, like, human characters and stuff like this in this that will probably die, I reckon Jax and Kano. Mightn't lose both of them, but I reckon lose definitely one of them. Probably Kano, if I had to bet. Because Jax has his arms torn off,
and then
gets metal arms, to then kill him again is a bit rough.
That's a bit
So I think, like, Jax seems maybe he could do, like, a noble self-sacrifice.
In the trailer, he definitely bursts someone's head, and I'm excited
to
see that.
That is cool. Yeah, that is really cool.
That'll be fun to
watch. Here's a prediction. That's pretty basic. I think
basic speculation.
Boring speculation. The movie will run for about the length of a movie, 125 minutes.
It's actually shorter than that.
Oh my god, I was wrong.
It's 110 minutes, and people online got upset and said, "Didn't they learn anything from the Snyder Cut?" And then everyone was just "You're a fucking idiot." And then this person was like,
"Okay."
I am an idiot.
Yeah, look, just like how the youth were like, you know what? Okay, dancing's great. Fortnite dancing is even good. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is we're going to do them fast. Yeah. And for some reason, that was like, that's the peak.
The quicker the dance,
the quicker the dance, the cooler it is. That's what you got to do. You know, you're like, be quick. And when film came around, it was the opposite. We got to make it long.
Yeah.
That's how you know a good film. If it's 4 days, it's a good film.
Exactly. No, I was going to say, I reckon Sub-Zero will freeze all of someone's blood. So we've seen them turn blood into a dagger. Mm-hmm. I think we'll definitely get a scene where Sub-Zero grabs someone's face and all the blood in their body becomes ice. Mm-hmm. And maybe they explode.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Well,
so we said with the arms.
Yeah.
So that for the whole body.
For the whole body, yeah.
Well, I think that one thing that they've done in this that is clever, it also leads into Jackson's speculation, is that the people that they're pairing off against each other to fight them, whatever, have like faceless armies attached to them. So like Sonya's part of like the special forces, so you can just mow through SWAT team guys. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. And like that's like all the pre-Mortal Kombat. So when we get to the actual Mortal Kombat, I think we're going to have to see some deaths.
Oh yeah,
we're going to have to see some characters dying. I reckon Melina dead.
Sub-Zero probably will die, but also because that's another plot point in the video games, is the first Sub-Zero dies, second Sub-Zero is a good guy and comes back and is like, yeah, I'm sad my brother's dead, but also sorry about all that shit, Scorpion.
Who's got four arms?
Goro.
Dead.
Yeah,
big time. Johnny Cage kills him in the first movie by punching him in the dick.
That's cool.
He falls off a cliff.
Yeah. But yeah, Goro dead.
Yep. 100%. Easy.
Anybody who's CGI?
Dead.
Dead. Yeah.
Yeah, anything that's like expensive to film, dead.
Yeah.
This was filmed in Adelaide.
Yep, anyone who's expensive, dead.
Maybe just Josh Lawson won't die. Kano's number one, he's winning.
To be honest, what's that? You're local?
Oh, great. Wait, no, but he's got CGI on his face. Oh, the metal, dead. Yeah. Sorry, dead. Josh.
How many, did you say it was filmed in Adelaide?
Yeah.
How many Adelaide cameos we get?
Well, Josh Lawson's a pretty big. I don't know who else.
No,
is
I mean
from
like
Adelaide.
Of the city.
Yeah.
And they're like, I know where we got to go to for do Mortal you Kombat. Think
South Australia.
South Australia.
Do you think that the Adelaide Crow Premiership team will make an appearance?
The Crowbots.
Yeah.
No, I reckon Mark Rusciuto lock him in.
Okay. Good.
I reckon you know, obviously in Mortal Kombat, like in any fighting game, you can pick the arena. I think one of the places they fight will be a football.
The
footy
the,
oval.
The Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, I think so.
Adelaide Oval's a dangerous place to play footy because they put the crowd next to the bar, but it's on a hill, and the hill has no chairs, and you can just lean over the fence.
Whoa, that is scary.
Yeah, the umpire's right there. You can whisper in his ear if you want. You're doing a shit job. Anyway, so in a Mortal Kombat situation, if you put them there fighting, then you get guys standing on the hill who have been drinking beers watching the Mortal Kombat.
That'd be good.
Get out of here! Yeah.
Get over it!
Oi, mate! Oi, mate!
Fuck you. Oh.
Let's go, Goro. Let's go.
Yeah. So, do we think, and the original Mortal Kombat movie doesn't have this, and I may have just said Mortal Kombat movie. Anyway, Mortal Kombat movie doesn't have this.
Yeah.
They have just random lines from the game. So, like, you get, like, fatality and flawless victory and test your might and stuff like that. But
Kano
no one ever
wins.
Says, yes, Kano wins.
Yeah.
But no one ever says Toasty. Do you reckon the Toasty guy will be in this? Do you know about the Toasty guy?
I know. Yeah,
Toasty!
Yes, it'll happen when...
In the video game, it happens when you uppercut someone.
I know, but what's going to happen is Scorpion is going to rip off his face, revealing that like awful skull, and breathe fire on someone. They're going to catch on fire and just light up, and someone's going to be like, Toasty.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be said like, Toasty!
No, that would ruin it.
Oh, what if they uppercut someone into fire?
Oh!
Like they're fighting in like a... I hate to keep throwing back to the 1995 film, but I watched it recently. It's burning a hole in my brain.
Yeah, of course.
The Scorpion-Johnny Cage fight is the best moment of the film and has the funniest couple of scenes put together. He kills Scorpion, and then there's a reference to his fatality where he throws down the signed picture that says, "Your number one to my biggest fan, Johnny Cage." That's funny.
Oh, that's good.
Do you reckon there's going to be any friendship fatalities or whatever they used to call
friendship?
Them? Or just friendship?
They're just called friendship.
Friendship fatality.
But they used to call when they turn to a baby a babality.
Babality, and there was animality.
Verbality is the most humiliating.
Yeah,
turn you into a baby.
Yeah, that's bad. Do we think the announcer will be in it at all? But like they've set up for the Mortal Kombat, and they're like, we're gonna need somebody to commentate on this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon. Yeah.
You like you swallowed and prepared yourself for a yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I reckon. Let's see. Who's a okay? Well, they're in Adelaide. Who would be a good Adelaidean commentator that they could grab? For this. Where's Bruce McAvaney? Where's he from?
He's from... He actually could be from...
Oh my god, McAvaney?
He'll be like, that was delicious. He is from Adelaide!
Well, lock him in as...
Famous Adelaide musicians. Let's see who's doing the theme songs.
Full on local production.
Yeah.
Killing Heidi.
Cole Chiseler. Jimmy Bonds is from Adelaide.
Bonzi? Yeah.
So is Paul Kelly.
That's
a Bonzi Paul Kelly duet for the Mortal Kombat film. I could never.
Yeah. No, that sounds very exciting.
See her if she hadn't been cancelled. Yeah. She would also be in it. She's from Adelaide. I forget she's Australian.
Yeah. Yeah. What about
Shouldn't have made that movie, See her. Idiot.
Let's think about some possible.
Made Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Not problematic in the slightest.
Just a couple of fellas punching each other's heads clean off.
Yeah.
Let's think about some combat sequences we expect to see in the film.
So we see, so I reckon fatalities, so people's famous fatalities from video games will be in it. I mean, the trailer has Kana ripping out a heart.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Will we see Sub-Zero ripping out a spine?
I think that we have to. Yeah. I think that that, because that
has
that's
iconic.
And also that is... That's a lot for the audience to take in.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Ripping out a spine is intense because it's attached to ribs. Like, yeah.
So much.
It's delicate.
It'll either be an upper, like, he'll freeze their feet and then uppercut their head and there'll be a spine attached to it. Or he'll, literally freeze them and then just snap their neck and then just pull up, I reckon.
Yeah.
It won't be full spine.
Cool.
But it'll be, like, some of the spine. Like, enough that it's not just skull and a little bit. It'll be, like, there'll be a tail.
Yeah.
Gross. Scorpion will probably harpoon someone through their head.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think that's very popular. Even behead them with the harpoon. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, Jax, again, we see the crushing of the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I wonder if the head's going to go... Because in the video game when you do it, I'm pretty sure the head goes like flat for a second. Where I feel like in this it'll burst.
I feel like that doesn't happen to a human. I feel like that's not a thing that could happen. So I hope it does.
Sonya, I think, usually just shoots people sometimes. She'll have a gun.
Yeah.
I always liked that Sonya. She just has a gun.
Yeah, that's scary too.
Yeah,
well, we're definitely going to see some decapitations through Kung Lao's hat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Kung Lao. I reckon he'll slit someone's throat for sure.
Well, that was going to happen. Oh, no. It'll go from like, belly to neck, just sliced open.
From Gooch all the way around.
Yeah. Gooch up.
That's intense.
That is very intense.
Goro will, I reckon, pick someone up and tear them in half.
Yeah, I was going to say Goro will rip off people's arms, but I'm thinking maybe not because that's very similar to
destroying.
Yeah. I think honestly he's think it's going like to tear them literally
do
in
do
half.
Do we think that these visceral attacks are going to happen to goons or to each other?
It'll be a mix. I think there'll have to be some fatalities done. So like the spine rip will be on a goon.
Yeah.
The heart rip will be, the heart pull out, that'll be a guy, a named person. Jax is popping someone's head. That also could be a person.
Yeah.
Sonya Blade shooting a guy.
Who knows? Yeah, because again, there's so much where you're like, there's a lot of similarities that you kind of don't want that to just be.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Goons.
I'm like, get over here or whatever. Yeah. How many times can you do that to a nameless goon before I'm bored of a get over here?
Yeah,
you
know see, that's why I think, they're going to do like mowing down people left, right, and center using their abilities and like the special powers and that.
Yeah.
But I think they're like iconic fatalities or iconic kind of moves. I feel that if that is to a goon, like if I see Sub-Zero ripping out someone's like head with their spine attached just to a random goon, I'm like,
For the goons,
do that to Jax.
You need to be like, oh, it's like a creative use of the power. Like, yeah. the get over here harpoon. Maybe you harpoon a goon towards you and punch him in the head or
yeah.
whatever. You know what I mean?
I think that there will be some of the fatalities that are similar to others that they'll just put in as references and because they were easy to do, they'll harpoon goons. But some of the big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone untouchable? Anyone you reckon they're like, yeah, not going to kill?
Yeah.
Sonya. Sonya won't die.
Yeah. Okay.
What
okay.
about Liu Kang?
Liu Kang has died in the games before. No, as Joel Zammit said, has
yeah,
been a zombie.
True. Has been a zombie.
How they imagine doing that. Imagine introducing time travel and zombies in one movie.
I hope they do. Like,
fuck it.
Like, initially I was like, oh, how the audience has swallowed time travel. You know what? Fuck it. We haven't. Let's get some new shit going.
I think if I, as an audience member, already have to swallow Outerverse, Earthverse, the Mortal Kombat, magic birthmarks, you can throw whatever you like at me.
Like, make it just insane.
Melina licks her jaw too many teeth. I mean, like, that's just as intense as a zombie.
Yeah.
She eats, like, her fatality is just eating a lad and spitting out bones.
Oh, I reckon that might happen too.
Oh, that's intense to see a real human.
Like, open her mouth, unhinge it like a fucking snake.
Well, that's her thing.
That's bad, but seeing a human being spit out a bone like a femur, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But I hope it's in the film.
Yeah.
I just want this to be the most horrific movie. Just like disgusting. I want to leave it being like, oh, maybe that was a bit much.
Because you only really see this in horror films, you know? Yeah. But even... Whereas this is like, wow, this like it's horror for a different reason.
Yeah.
I'm not scared. I'm another emotion.
Yeah. Like, it sucks that happened for
you know? Yeah, action movies... So John Wick, for instance, there's a couple of scenes in that are like very intense.
Yeah.
And like the third one was edited slightly for Australian release and cut out like a very intense scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a scene because this isn't interesting, but I might as well finish
the thought.
So it got classified R in Australia and they were like, whoa, that's hard to market that. But they were like, it's just for this one scene. So they just reframed it so that the action, which you can see what is happening anyway, but it's just implied. Is actually shown in the original version of the film, but in the Australian version, it's when he stabs a guy slowly through the eye with a knife.
Okay.
It's in the third one when he's having the knife fight with a book.
Yeah.
And he's like,
a
guy's trying to stab him and he's pushing his arm slowly back and it goes into his head. That happens in the actual movie. We're in Australia.
We don't get to say it. Yeah. But yeah, it is the kind of thing where you have action movies. And you have horror movies, and you have, like, torture porn movies, but nobody's ever combined all
an action torture porn.
Yeah, which is kind of what it's like horrible things happening to people, and that's fun to see. And in a way, it's framed in a way that's more palatable for the audience, you know?
But I didn't actually finish my huge claim, but I reckon that Cole will be related to Johnny Cage and...
Sonya,
and I reckon Cassie will probably also still exist.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
because they won't again. She's very popular, but I reckon there'll be Earthrealm may lose.
Yep,
and then they just do the plot of what Mortal Kombat 10 or 9.
I reckon Raiden's gonna eat shit. I reckon Raiden's gonna die.
Well, if that's how the movie ends, then he'll send himself back in time to do it again.
Yeah, that's true.
And I reckon we're gonna get a major fatality on Raiden.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Everyone's gonna be like, fuck.
Well, actually, here's another huge call. If Sub-Zero turns face, then maybe he'll do the spine rip on Shang Tsung.
Ooh. And I think you've already introduced magic into the world. The idea of being like, and this magic does time travel is not that hard to swallow if you're already...
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Already in, if you're already sold on the premise,
do you want me to make it a little bit harder to swallow?
Yeah.
So it's time travel in the sense that Raiden sends his current, so like his old man soul back into his younger body. So he doesn't really travel in time. He kind of just sends the knowledge he has backwards.
That's hard to imply. Unless you have the young Raiden be like, I have old man brain now.
And it'll be hard to do in this because we haven't... That would be fine in like Days of Future Past of X-Men because we've met the younger versions of the character. When we haven't seen any of that and then be like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, like if old man Raiden closes his eyes and a young guy we've never met opens them.
And it's not a scene we've seen before. Yeah. So.
How would you make that possible?
Mortal Kombat has fucking portals and shit. Yeah. So
what about that, but he sends his like his soul back in time.
Christopher Lambert in 1995.
Oh, maybe. I was not what I was thinking, but fucking good. No, but he sends back into like a young Cole or a young something. You know what I mean? Like someone we've seen, but younger. Like, we do see an early iteration of Scorpion. So we see Scorpion before he's an undead monster, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we see him like.
His wife and child are killed by Sub-Zero.
Yeah, so we see him like just with like a regular rope and blade.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that doesn't come out of his arms.
Yeah,
just fighting folk. So what if like, the end is kind of like that where it's just like Raiden goes back in time and gives young Scorpion the knowledge and then Scorpion hero.
What if
that's already happened?
What if
Scorpion is a hero?
What if? That's what the birthmark
is. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was literally thinking that, like, what if he is young Raiden already? Come back to the future.
That fucks my Johnny Cage thing, but that's all right.
Yeah,
that
means
he's split. He's done it twice.
Yeah.
All right, I got to go back to Sonya. Mutt didn't work. All right, I got to go back to Cole. Okay.
My speculation is Johnny Cage is my favorite Mortal Kombat character, and I just want him in this movie.
We all want him in the movie.
Absolutely. He's a movie star.
It's so funny. And I think as well that there's already so much to swallow here that I think the plot really just functions to drive each exciting piece of combat to the next exciting piece of combat. So whatever's got to happen to get us there, whatever. It'll work. I'll buy it. You know what I mean?
I'll eat it up.
There's not much they have to do to make it check out.
At what point do you think that the Mortal Kombat will happen? So, because I think we're going to have a lot of setup for this film because even though we're not like, well, everyone who's going to this film doesn't really give a shit. We're just being like, we just want to see fights and we want to see cool shit happen. So at what point do you think they're like, well, we're going to have like a bunch of different set pieces of like, you know, people fighting goons or maybe some like close like one-on-one in amongst the goon fighting.
Yeah.
So at what point we're like, okay, now this is a tournament. Now that you've got these birthmarks, now we've got to push through into this portal and now we're starting these like serious fights and they are to death.
I think that the actual Mortal Kombat, there's a big chance it starts.
It's hard to pick because
I reckon the combat will be like the combat will have like the actual idea of the Mortal Kombat will probably start at the start of the second act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but there'll be like training and other stuff happening, and then I think the actual fights will happen at the end of the movie.
Yeah,
yeah, no,
because I think we'll see like 3 or 4. Because again, you can't just have 1v1 fights.
Right,
well done, everyone. That guy's dead. That you win next round.
Yeah, yeah. Then it. Yeah,
yeah. Or like a tournament, but through montage.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tough one to do though because. It is
just one-on-one fights.
Yeah, and it's got to make up at least the bulk of the film because it's a Mortal Kombat film. But also, you can't just spend your time watching only that. It will get boring at a certain point.
So I think there needs to be almost like Mortal Kombat from the word go.
Well, in the original 1990 film, the first sound you hear is Mortal Kombat!
Bum, 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 bum. You ready for this?
But maybe it'll be
Kano. Liu Kang.
Maybe it'll be the kind of thing where
Have you guys heard the new version of the theme, by the way?
Not yet.
Oh,
I'm so
excited.
It's
huge. It's just like, the 90s version is like weird techno-y
yeah.
kind of like people were just like, what? It's a weird in between. This is just like big EDM. Like, it sounds like Avicii wrote this song.
This is good.
But maybe it'll be the kind of thing where the Mortal Kombat is always happening in the background, but it's just with characters that are meaningless to us.
That's what I was thinking.
Or like, that are just cameos, where they're like, like Goro, maybe Goro's not a huge part of the film, but maybe we see a fight between Goro and some other fella.
Yeah.
And we cut from that in the Mortal Kombat to the other characters that we're following.
Yeah.
And we watch them do
Because the big plot will be between Scorpio and Sub-Zero and then Cole trying to figure out what the fuck he is and what's going on.
Yeah.
And so, then, like, yeah, like, things like maybe someone has to fight Goro. Goro might kill, like, a fucking Kano or some shit.
Mm. Yeah. Do we... So the rules of the Mortal Kombat, what do we think they will be? Because I guess for the, like, for the game to make sense that you're 1v1-ing, it needs to be like you're entering this combat, you know, this tournament, you need to fight your way up and blah, 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 blah. Do you think they'll adhere to those sort of rules? Or are they just going to be these ones where they're going to maybe bend some rules or kind of like go a little bit out of left field and maybe we're like, right, so it's a 40v40 Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Mm. Well, maybe it'll be the
Battle
kind of
Royales
thing.
Battle Royales are popular now. Mortal Kombat Battle Royale.
Well, but no, actually, I think that's not a bad theory, because what if it's like the Mortal Kombat isn't like an organized fight necessarily. It's just that one person needs to remain.
Yeah.
And so it's like, whilst, what's his name? Mr. Cage? The boy? The main character?
Cole Young.
Whilst Cole Young is trying to figure out what's happening, it's like people are going to be coming for you because you are part of the Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
So it's not like you go to a place and somebody says go and then you fight. It's like that only one person can remain, and that is the Mortal Kombat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're still getting one-on-one fights, but you might get a one-on-two fight because it's like, whatever, we just need
to
eliminate
There are no rules. It's simply like people need to die.
Yeah.
There can be only one Highlander rules.
I think that would probably be my lock-in, that there's no organized... As much as I would love, they're like, you're part of the Mortal Kombat, meet here Sunday, 10 a.m. or whatever. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a...
But Raiden and Shang Tsung both being there means that they might just follow the rules. But then also, like, you can challenge anyone at any point in the original movie, so maybe they'll just use that to sneak their way through. Also, and this is a very obvious theory that I think a million people have had, the fact that Sub-Zero versus Scorpion is like one major plot point, and Cole being like, who the fuck am I? He's probably related to Scorpion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's probably part of that.
Yeah.
Scorpion biz.
Yeah. So I guess we're all being like, Scorpion is Hero Boy. Because I know in the original, like, Scorpion is a bit more of like a bad boy. Yeah.
He's like not a good or a bad. Because he's like,
he's like part a third of the party.
He's not like the Earth Realm, but also he hates Sub-Zero. And as a result, Shang Tsung, because Sub-Zero was working for Shang Tsung when he went to go kill his family. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he was part of Earthrealm, but then when he dies, he's not. Anyway, something like that.
I reckon Scorpion's going to be like on the hero side.
Oh, yeah.
He's
going
to be like, you know, people we root for.
Him and Sonya will kiss. They won't.
Maybe he'll come and find, what's the boy's name?
Cole.
Cole Young, and he'll be like, I gotta protect you.
Yeah, this will help you. It rhymes with Paul.
And hole.
Yeah. That's an easy one.
That's good. Yeah, that's an easy one for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Just gotta think of my favorite thing.
Paul.
Oh, that's right.
Paul.
But maybe Scorpion, or I think we'll definitely get a scene where one of the good guys comes to Cole and is like,
you remember that time.
Yeah, I did. From Hole. I thought Hole first. And it's like, I got to protect you, and maybe we'll get that, you know, that classic scene in a movie like this with this kind of premise, you know, the Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat premise.
No, but where it's like, I'm protecting you, but also there can only be one. We've been working together, but one of us has got to win the Mortal Kombat.
Or kills Scorpion. Yeah. Scorpion is like, you have to kill me.
Yeah.
The Kylo Ren scene.
It's
scene.
Like he's the
mentor. Except with a payoff.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like the mentor, and like the mentor has to die, but this time it's via the student. Yeah.
Did Han Solo say, you got to kill me?
No, but it was implied in...
You got to kill me, buddy. I hate this.
Get me out.
See that walkie over there? I'm sick of him. I don't know what he's saying.
He just yells at me.
You think he smells bad? From this distance. No, because it was like...
Oh, it just walks off.
Stab me!
I've been stabbed!
I didn't actually stab him.
that is annoying.
No, because it's like... There's like a pause and a hesitation, and it's like it seemed like that the Force Awakens was implying that, killing Han Solo was like a step that Kylo Ren had to take, but then he didn't really because all the movies were made by different people. And whilst I love The Last Jedi and The Force Awakens separately, they really do not come together.
No.
And then when you don't even, I mean, Rise of Skywalker, which I don't like, that comes together the least.
Yeah, that is true.
There's definitely things happening.
It sure is. But no, this is like that classic trope of like the mentor figure and then the mentor figure dying.
Yeah,
I reckon you'll probably, if that is the case, where Cole, I remembered because of
Hole. Yeah, because of Hole.
For Jackson, remember Hole.
Yeah.
For you, Zammit, remember it rhymes with Joel.
Oh my God, it does.
Is that how you've been remembering this whole time?
No, I just have a great memory.
Okay, put this on your bingo cards. They call him Hole Young at one point.
Oh, the bingo cards!
Yeah. So they slip up at a certain point and call him Hole Young. Put that in the middle.
That is an unpleasant name.
They're like, Hole, sorry. Cole. Hole, sorry. Joel, sorry. Cole Young.
Cole, get in the hole. Okay, what uppercuts are we going to get?
I think that Sonya will probably have a massive uppercut. Mm-hmm. I also wouldn't be shocked if, because Johnny Cage isn't in this, she does a split punch.
Oh, yeah.
What about, so we've seen Jack, so before he gets his arm ripped off, he maybe does an uppercut, and it's like, okay, he's pretty powerful.
Oh, yeah, fuck, of course we're going to get Jack's uppercut.
Then we get another one, someone's head just...
Alternatively, he'll uppercut someone so hard that they splat against the ceiling.
Oh, that would be great too. Mm-hmm.
Any spike fatalities, you reckon?
Because in the trailer, Sub-Zero makes an ice wall and then he pushes a guy into it, but he just goes through the ice wall. And I was so sure he was going to get him. Every time I've seen the trailer, I'm like, that guy's about to get spiked, but he doesn't. But that will definitely happen at some point. Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely.
What power set do you reckon Cole Young will have?
Great question.
I think that he will have fire powers similar to Liu Kang.
You can't have two fire guys.
You can if Liu Kang dies.
I also was going to think maybe Liu Kang probably trains up Cole, and I think he's going to teach him those sort of like fire mystic.
Mm. I reckon it'll be rocks.
Rocks.
He got fire and ice.
Some rocks.
Yeah. He'll do rocks or air.
I mean, you've already got two fire guys, so having another fire guy doesn't
really
matter.
That's heaps.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It doesn't matter.
Another ice guy, then.
Another ice guy. He's a descendant of Sub-Zero.
Okay. I just don't want too many fire guys. Fire's boring.
Yeah.
You can only see somebody immolated so many times.
Do you think that we'll get the Scorpion move where he lifts up his mask and breathes fire from his horrible skull? Oh, yeah, we went through this. Yeah,
and then someone's going to go toasty.
Yes.
Bruce McAvaney will go toasty.
No, my money's on rocks, though. Or some other elemental power, as of yet, unrepresented.
Well, electricity? No, that's not unrepresented. Raiden.
You got Raiden. Yeah. So rocks or air.
Is he like, again...
water.
There's a water ninja. What's his name? Rain.
Fine, rocks. I've settled.
Well, okay, they were making kind of more like, we ancestry is familial or whatever, and it's all like, you know, just beautiful drama. Like a soap opera. So what about if Cole would be like, oh, I'm actually like descendant of Raiden's line. So he does have electricity powers. What if he's like the Avatar all?
Well, yeah, I was like, what if like he gets fire powers and you're like, oh yeah. But then at some point he does ice as well. And you're like, are his dad's Sub-Zero and fire me?
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe he's like potentially like, oh, he's the one that's kind of bringing all the clans together or bringing all these people together.
That would be so funny if they are just like, yeah, what if we, no one remembers the Avatar movie.
Yeah, what if
we just did that?
But it's also funny because to not be the elements, just to be different aspect, like metal arm, a gun,
a hat. But yeah, maybe I reckon he could be like a combination of a few different things that power sets that we've seen.
I just it would be an interesting twist if he's got one power set and then he's got another one and you're like, oh, his ancestry, not so clear.
Yeah.
What if, okay, so here's a couple of moves we haven't discussed yet and I want to know if you think they could be in it. Liu Kang's bicycle kick. That's the one where he kicks in the air.
Oh, yeah. It'll look ridiculous but amazing at the same time.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how you make that look cool.
No, he does it in the 90s version.
Yeah.
He kicks Reptile through a wall.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so
cool. If he's coming
down
instead of across, is it cooler?
No. He's falling and just waggling his legs.
Yeah.
Up?
Similarly, do we think Raiden will do that, like, fly thing where he's shooting electricity out of his hands?
Yeah, well, I recently rewatched Thor Ragnarok, and Thor does that. So yes.
Oh yeah, he does that spinning.
Yeah. I think they could make that look good. Yeah. Like, more than the kick.
Yeah. I think you have to put the bicycle kick in it.
Yeah.
I think this is not a movie I think that's taking itself terribly seriously. No. So I think you can get away with stuff like that.
Kano is very Australian. It says you fucking beauty or something.
Mm. You fucking right or something like that. Yeah.
I think he literally says you fucking
beauty. Yeah, he does say you fucking beauty. Good. Which is
you beaut. That's what he would say.
You fucking beauty's pretty good.
Yeah. So I think it's not impossible at all to have those moves in the movie.
Do you think Cole will win the tournament?
I think that we will get a sequel tease and the tournament won't be over just yet.
Oh, yeah. I think no. Yeah. I think he'll die. But then I think it'll be similar and it'll be a sequel tease and the tournament's not open yet.
Yeah.
I also think he's going to die.
Did you say the tournament's not open yet?
Oh, guys, we've been fighting outside the tournament. All these deaths. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Raiden and Shang Tsung are just like clap their hands. Everyone's back to the... You idiots. You got to wait till you get
the
inside.
The tournament's tomorrow. No tournament. Oh, no Mortal Kombat on a Sunday. Yeah.
And
then it's
credits.
Lord's Day.
And the MASH theme plays. Put that on the bingo card. MASH theme.
Someone will call someone Hawkeye.
Yeah. MASH theme's a lock.
Okay.
And they'll refer to where they're fighting as the city of churches, Adelaide.
For a moment, I'm like, is that a Mortal Kombat reference?
Yeah, me too. Yep,
that's an Adelaide reference.
City of Churches absolutely sounds like it could be like a level.
They could slip it in. Oh, shit. I'll loop. It is. Adelaide's usually boring as shit. When they say that, it sounds rude, but now you've made it sound cool, like a level in Mortal Kombat. That's what
whoop.
I'll say.
Whoop. Whoop. Whoop.
Yeah.
So I think sequel tease.
I hope this ends up being the most Australian movie ever made.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere.
Hey, Australian accents only for the trailer. Otherwise, everyone's doing Aussie ones. Get over here.
Hey.
Mortal Kombat. Fatality.
Struth. Fatality.
Fucking hell. Did you see that?
Go on. Finish him, mate.
Babality.
Oh, Stone the Cross.
Stone the Crows, he's a bloody baby. Christ.
Mates.
Yeah, settle down. You'll act like a pack of glass. Oh, to have Sub-Zero say that.
Oh, that'll be incredible.
Any Neighbours cameos?
Yeah.
Toadie. Well, Toadie. Toadie. Well, who is Toadie but our Johnny Cage?
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Toadfish from Rebecca?
I really like imagining people's...
Everyone in Australia has names like that, by the way.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Toadfish Rebecca as Johnny Cage.
It's good to imagine everybody's bingo cards slowly getting taken over by this nonsense. They're like, they've got it all set out, and we're like, Toadfish Rebecca. And they're like, I guess I'll get out sequel tease. Put that in.
The moment they said, they're just like, crying, crossing out the middle blank one and writing MASH theme.
Damn it.
The BS boys have fucked me again.
So much virgin. Something paper. We predicted earlier happens in the movie and they look down at their bingo card.
A single tear drops on.
God damn it.
Bruce McAvaney.
Bruce McAvaney, they wipe it, smudges whole young.
Damn. Why do I listen? Why do I do this to myself?
Every goddamn week.
Then the credits roll. There's a post-credit scene, a sequel tease, but that isn't on the cards anymore. It just says Ramsey Street Fight. And they walk up to the bin, and they put their blank bingo cards in the bin yet again.
Once again. Take it home. Who do we think is going to kill Goro?
Mm.
Oh, that's a good one. Because winning's boring, but who's going to kill Goro? I think
okay.
Kung Lao.
Who tore off whose arms?
What?
Well, Sub-Zero tore
answer
off...
Answer the fucking question.
Yeah, Sub-Zero to answer the question.
Tore off Jax's arms.
I reckon Sub-Zero, in a scene that is sort of a mirror of that scene, will tear off Goro's arms and then the second pair, because he knows how to do it now.
Yeah. I reckon Jax will tear off Goro's arms.
Whoa.
In a kind of like similar
and
thing.
And then Goro comes back in the sequel with robot arms.
Hey.
Is there a Goro that has six arms, or did I imagine that?
Probably.
No,
there's
that
like
sounds
a gray,
right.
There's like a grey bigger Goro.
Yeah, I can picture that.
I know,
yeah.
I know there's that Tiger Goro, and there's a Lady Goro, and that's my memory of Goros.
So yeah, I think...
Shiva, I'm pretty... No, that's...
Maybe.
Because there's another Molina type
that's
lady.
That's Katana.
Ah, then Shiva is Lady Goro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that we all agree that Goro's arms will be getting torn off. We're like, that's the way.
Do you reckon they'll tear off one of his arms and then hit him with it?
Oh, yeah. Stop hitting yourself. And they'll do like a Three Stooges. Hey, yeah, yeah. Could you hear everybody's
God,
bingo?
Blimey, mate. Stop fucking hitting yourself.
Could you hear everybody who wrote in their bingo cards, Goro's arms get torn off, sadly crossing them out and writing Three Stooges?
It's reference.
I think, though, but you could have a little slapstick if, say, Kano does it.
Yeah.
Or if Kano is part of that fight. Because I think there's going to be not just a... Goro's going to go up against maybe four of them.
Mm.
I think it's going to be like
has to kill a main character.
If he goes up against four of them, everybody's going to grab one off.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
And tear it off.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good.
Four-way tearing of Goro.
Yeah. I think that's possible.
So how many main characters are there, or like that we know of? Of like, so there's like Sonya.
So do you want me to just list the
No, I'm thinking, you know, like Sonya, we've got Kano, we've got Cole, we've got Jax.
Kung Lao.
And Kung Lao.
Liu Kang.
And Liu Kang. Okay.
Raiden.
Okay. No, I'm thinking Raiden might not, I think Raiden might be dead by this fight.
Okay.
So of those...
And then we've also got Scorpion, who you think is a sneaky guy.
I think he's a sneaky guy, but I think Scorpion might be dead by that as well.
Oh my God. Whoa.
Although Scorpion doing get over here to Goro would be cool.
Hard to do with special effects, I reckon. I don't think Scorpion's involved in this fight.
But I can easily imagine him being like, get over here, firing his little harpoon and Goro grabbing it with his forearms and pulling him.
Yeah.
Someone has to do that at some point to show how strong they are.
You're talking about like, you know, oh, you know, shit, Goro's on the scene, and now he's fucked someone's day up. A perfect person his day to fuck up would be Scorpion.
Yeah.
So he kills Scorpion. Sub-Zero's like, yes. Then Cole's like, no!
It was really, really hard to focus on what you just said there because you said fuck their day up, but my brain when you said fuck their and then you kind of hesitated and I was like, my brain was like, are you about to say Goro's going to fuck their dad?
No! Fucked your dad, Alan.
Hey, Scorpion, I'm your new dad, mate, but also your old dad's still your dad, we fuck.
No! What? This is Mortal Kombat.
G'day, son. We all still have Australian accents.
Is dad happy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good. This is weird.
All right.
Are we going to fight?
No. No, mate. You just have to go to your room. I have that power now.
Okay.
All right.
I love you, new dad.
Yeah. Good one, son.
So Goro becomes... Cole's new dad?
Scorpion's new dad.
Scorpion's
new
dad.
Okay. This is going to be a cool movie.
Yeah. That's a twist. I reckon, the fight might be, a Scorpion kind of like goes to attack Goro, eat shit.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of is the impetus of, say Cole, who's sort of becoming closer to Scorpion, to be like, oh, no, he's killed my great, whatever, and mentor.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get Cole... Maybe Jax, Sonya, and either Liu Kang, just to kind of rip off Goro's arms.
How's this? How easy is this to imagine? Liu Kang and Kung Lao fighting Goro together.
Oh, so easy.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that maybe add Cole into the mix there. Maybe Kung Lao and Liu Kang die. And Cole kills Goro.
Maybe that's Cole's sort of moment. Oh, of...
I mean, it's a big moment.
Yeah. It's a big moment.
Johnny Cage, dude, that was his big moment.
Yeah. Well, that's happening. Maybe, like so they you know they die, and say you know Cole uses a dragon technique to sort of burn him, but then picks up the hat.
Oh,
and then throws it.
And maybe you know if that was Johnny Cage's big moment as well. Maybe at this point, some of the other characters are like, I think he's Johnny Cage's boy. And then he does it, and they're like, just like Johnny Cage did.
And they'll be like, wait, who? Papa. He hasn't been referenced in that. In our theory, he's coming in at the end or the post-credits, and they're like, shh.
I'm your dad now. Don't worry about it. What do we think the final post? Because definitely I think this is the kind of movie that's setting up to have a sequel. Uh-huh. I think there's too much to try and contain in one movie.
Maybe they'll film the next ones at Fox Studios in Sydney.
Yeah. Ooh. They'll do a tour of
I don't know
down
if
under.
There is a Fox Studios in Sydney anymore, but if there is,
that's where it's
I'll
happening.
Film that back to back with Matrix 4.
Yeah.
Film back to back with Matrix.
And Fox Studios Sydney. So, what do we think the sequel tease will be?
Okay.
Will it be an end
credits I don't know if you've watched the news today. So there was an announcement that there's a Mad Max prequel being filmed in New South Wales.
Oh, my God.
Thor himself, a Chris Hemsworth.
What?
So I think that what's going to happen here.
Jackson is rattled by this,
this is
news.
Crazy news.
So what
is he
I
playing
think,
Max?
I don't
He'd
know.
Make a good goose, actually.
So, because I know in the Mortal Kombat series, we've had characters like the Terminator pop up.
Yeah.
We've had all different kind of characters.
RoboCop's
RoboCop kind of like just rocked up for some reason. So what if we get a sneaky, a Max cameo played by our very own Chris Hemsworth?
Oh my
what
God.
If they Mortal Kombat 2 is just what they're doing with every other franchise at Warner Brothers at the moment, which is what if all of our things are in it? And maybe post-credit scene, Predator and RoboCop.
Oh my God.
And Terminator and Kratos from God of War.
Is
all just
Hellboy in it at one point?
Yeah, well, he's in it now.
All right.
just an insane post-credit scene.
It becomes one of those corporate orgy films.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it's like a portal opens and you're like, poof, holy shit, that's RoboCop. Then poof, Hellboy falls on him like, what the fuck? And poof, the Joker is there? And you're like, I don't know. If poof, and you go like, is that Max from Matt? And then the car falls. Yeah. You're like, yeah, that was.
Well, I mean, there is the Mortal Kombat versus DC game.
And then Batman swings by. So
I think it's like it's also good
Flash
if
Flash breaks through. It's great.
It's also good if this happens. Like you think the sequel tease is going to be like he's going back in time or the Mortal Kombat's not finished, but then they're like, we're not even worrying about that. Hellboy's fighting Batman. Oh, okay.
You know what? That sounds cool.
That sounds cool. What? I'll watch that.
Yeah, okay. I'm here.
I'm actually not really watching this for the plot. So yeah.
Ezra Miller's Flash comes in and he's like, Cole. Oh no. I've come too soon or whatever. And it's like, the same as the Batman.
No. He comes in and he's like, Hole Young. And they're like, no, my name's Cole. He's like, I've come too soon. Disappears. Cole Young's like, what could that possibly happen?
When will my name change? When will I become known as Hole Young? Oh, no. When am I going to be known for my hole? And that's...
I just remembered.
Yeah.
And this seems so obvious now. It's filmed in Adelaide, and whilst this isn't direct Adelaide reference, an Australian reference, his name's Cole Young. ACDC, Malcolm and Angus Young. He's the third ACDC brother.
Makes sense. 100% makes
Highway
sense.
To Hell.
Yeah.
Highway to Hell to beat the shit out of Scorpion.
But if that doesn't happen, and it won't because...
What?
I think one of the cowards.
Yeah.
So who is like I guess one of like a main player in the Mortal Kombat series that we haven't necessarily seen?
Quan Chi.
Okay.
Usually Shang Tsung's leader.
Like, leader. Mm. So I was gonna say is it who's the guy with the skull mask? Who was the villain in 2?
Quan Chi.
Was that Quan Chi?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I thought it was like something Khan.
Oh, Shao Kahn.
Yeah.
Shao Kahn.
Shao Kahn.
Yeah, we haven't.
So,
had.
I'm pretty sure the 1995 film ends with that.
Yeah,
I reckon they'll do it again.
Yeah, another Shao Kahn. Yeah,
another Shao Kahn. Yeah,
I think that's very.
Feasible. Or actually, you might get because the what was the connection between Goro and Shiva?
I don't know.
Hmm.
As I said at the beginning of this episode, my knowledge is at about a 1,
yeah.
to maybe a 2.
Yeah,
I can tell you why Kuma's in tech.
Shao Kahn's wife is Sindel, so it's all happening. She's the one, like, long, gray, white hair lady that's also scary.
Oh, yeah.
Who's Quan Chi?
No. Only you can answer that question for us, Joel Dusha.
I'm just trying to think of, like, you know, an average citizen who probably, a movie-going boy that has maybe played the Mortal Kombat when they first came out and hasn't really played, like, Mortal Kombat, like, 11.
Yeah.
And is quite shocked that there's 11 of them. Mm-hmm. And has been like, oh, shit, yeah, I have no idea. What's a big kind of, like, moment there to
be like,
holy
whoa,
shit.
I need to see the sequel. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Outworld is part of the Netherrealm, so I'm glad we sorted that. That was something that I thought was wrong, but turns out was right. And Quan Chi teams up with Shang Tsung, and that's usually a partnership. And then Shao Kahn is usually above them with Sindel, his wife.
All right. Okay, so we could get like a Shao Kahn situation.
I think Melina's his daughter, so that ties in pretty easily.
We could get Shao Kahn.
I think that's very feasible.
Again, something real cooked, like...
Bad
say,
Johnny Cage.
Like zombie Liu Kang.
Yeah.
Like if Liu Kang dies in the film, then like prepare yourself, right? So it ends with it was a graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
It was a grave is spooky. and then comes in and there's like, here lies Liu Kang. And then bang, yeah! Fist in the sky.
Close, but he does the bicycle kick out of the ground. I think that zombie Liu Kang, and then the camera pulls out and it turns to the director sitting in the chair, just looking straight down the barrel of the camera, be like, go on then, fucking swallow that one, cunts.
Then the Australian national. Australia.
Yeah.
I think
yes,
that's a lock.
Yes. What about yourself, Jack? What do you reckon's going to be the post-credit stinger?
I don't know enough about Mortal Kombat to think of anything reasonable. But that kind of, I think, kind of works in my favor because it means I am the everyday going public who...
You don't give a shit if Shao Kahn pops up.
No, whatever. None of it matters to me. I think that.
Sorry to interject, but what if whoever wins it, it comes in, they're like, literally like, you know, whoever wins it, say it's Cole being like, I've won. And it's like, yay. Everyone celebrates, the credits happen. Then we come in and be like, someone comes in, the announcer, maybe Bruce McAvaney, whatever. And it's like, actually disqualified. And then something else happens.
I think that's possible. I think that. Maybe the revelation of Cole Young's heritage will be the post credits, or not the post credit, but it'll be the sequel tease. Mm-hmm. It'll be like, actually, you're so and so's child, or you're a descendant of this, so you got to go do this now. Mm-hmm. And then he'll be off.
Killing the main character immediately after they win Mortal Kombat is something that the series has done before. Shao Kahn breaks Johnny Cage's neck in the first 5 minutes of the second movie.
What about this? Cole Young wins. He's like, yeah, and then all of a sudden, doof, shot in the head, and through the bullet hole, we see an older Cole Young from the future.
Oh my god!
And he's like, I gotta right some wrongs or whatever. Cut to the credits. Australians.
I
think that's my guess. Knowing nothing really about Mortal Kombat, Cole Young with an eye patch shoots Cole Young without an eye patch in the head.
Time travel is my guess, and I think a Johnny Cage tease. Mm-hmm.
I think that's very possible. All right. And now that we've completely ruined your bingo card.
You got two. One for the movie. So there's the Australian version and the non-Australian version.
Yeah.
If you think they're going to lean into it being in Australia, which I think is a safe bet, use that second one.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this has been Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys.
Australians all that
are finish rigorous. Him! Oh, we are young and free. Fatality.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.